You know, obviously we have a quick turnaround with the Monday night game, and now a game in 6 days. And I thought we got the practice week off to a good start. We had a good, crisp practice, and need to make some improvements before Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Joe brought a familiar face back today, Austin Spittler, through that decision.
No, as you know, all decisions are made in the best interest of the football team at this particular point in time. We're delighted that he's back with us.
Joe, regarding Danelle Ellerbe, tied for third in the league with 38 tackles, but no forced fumbles, no recovered fumbles, interceptions, or sacks. Would you like to see him? Does he need to be more of a playmaker in that?
Oh, I think he's playing well. I think he's doing a good job. He's coordinating the defense, the front seven. He may have a lot of responsibility in regard to adjustments and checks and those type of things. I think he's playing well. He's been productive. Obviously, if we can get more takeaways from any player, individual player, we're all for it.
Same exact question, except with Philip.
Yeah, he's playing. He's playing well. He's made a good adjustment to the defensive scheme, and same thing. I mean, we're certainly the more takeaways we get, we need to get more of them. There's no question about it. And whatever particular player can get them, we're more than willing to have that happen.
And regarding Ellerbe, how good has he been against the run? I mean, you guys are doing fairly well against the run.
Yeah, he's done a good job. I mean, he's a very instinctive player. He's quick to, he doesn't waste a lot of time. Right? There's not a lot of wasted movement. I think he reads and diagnoses plays and blocking schemes very well. And, he's been very solid. His run fits have been good.
What are your thoughts about the state of the Ravens offense? They've been throwing the ball a lot more than some people thought they would, I guess.
Yeah. It appears, obviously Ray Rice hasn't had as many carries as of late. But, they have a good offensive line. Obviously, they made a move recently to, just the other day. And, they've historically been a very good running team, a good play-action team. So we have to be prepared for everything.
How does their trade for Eugene Monroe impact your game planning?
Not a whole lot. I mean, they're going to have somebody out there at left tackle. We'll just have to see who it is. And, we're going to play our defense. We're going to be an over defense. We're going to be an under defense. That's what we do. And we'll be doing that again on Sunday.
Out of their defense.
Obviously they've been playing very well the last 3 weeks. They had a rough, opening night in Denver, but they're playing very well. It's a very physical defense. The front seven, they have two very good edge players. They set the edge. They have an outstanding defensive tackle in the middle there, and they're hard to run against. And they're playing well.
Sorry.
That's okay.
John Gruden.
Yes.
Mentioned on the broadcast the other night that a large majority, almost 90% of the time, your offense lines up Hartline on the left side, Wallace on the right side. Why is that?
Well, there's a number of reasons, but primarily when we're in our quick tempo and moving things around, we want to get guys in a position where they can line up a little bit faster and get the play entry in and get the clock moving. That's the primary reason.
Is there any chance that a defense knowing this can use that against you?
I mean, they can match up. I mean, there's not going to be a lot of mystery as to what side, as you mentioned. That's where we line up. So, I mean, that's their decision. I can't speak to how much of an advantage it is. But
what is the downside of moving players around, receivers in terms of?
There's different ways to do it. I don't know if there's any downsides. It's just that's a decision we've made, and that's how we do it. I don't know if there's a specific downside to it.
When you have a game like Ryan had last week, do you fear regression? Is that something that you're worried about long term, or?
I think if you study quarterbacks over time, there's going to be days when they're maybe not as productive as you'd like them to be. And certainly that was the case Monday night. So he's got another opportunity. It's a brand new week of preparation. I'm not sitting around thinking. I'm thinking he's going to play an excellent football game on Sunday.
One quick follow-up. When you watch the tape on him, is he still making the right throws, making the right decisions for the lines, getting the team in the right play, things like that?
95% of the time. I've never been around a quarterback that's 100% right all the time in my history, in college, foot pro. But he's doing, his decision-making has been good.
How is Ryan holding up given the number of sacks that you've allowed? And are you concerned that he's going to survive a 16-game schedule on a 72-sack pace?
I'm not. I don't feel good about a 72-sack pace for anybody. That being said, he practiced well today and he's doing fine.
Running game being kind of in and out so far, how much has that been a factor in the 3 sack total?
Well, I think the last 3 weeks, Steve, the running game's been much better. We haven't had near the amount of negative runs. We haven't had a large volume of carries necessarily in those games. But I think it's been, you know, again, it's not been prolific, but I think it's been better. It's been more consistent, and we've eliminated the bad plays. But certainly, you know, the more balance, and like I said, at the end of the first half, we were playing offense the way we want to play offense. We had 225 yards. We had zero sacks. We were moving the ball. But we had two giveaways, and the game got a little bit out of control from a point standpoint, and we had to drop back and throw the ball to get back in the game, and that makes it tough.
How do you explain the basically 2 yard average difference between Lamar Miller and Daniel Thomas? Is it situational stuff? How they're used?
Typically, yeah. I mean, sometimes there's better opportunities that arise for backs, you know, at different times. I mean, I believe we gave Lamar 11 carries. I think Daniel had 4, if I'm not mistaken. So he had almost 3 times as many touches on the ball. So there was more opportunity to have, you know, more production. And, you know, just the way the defensive calls shook out and the offensive calls shook out, he had better opportunities and more room to run.
Joe, last week, or Monday night, it was announced in the press box that Jared Odrick was going to start at defensive end, and then Shelby started at defensive mm-hmm. end. Was there, did
no,
you
we
consider
just,
starting Odrick? Or?
Yeah, we had a lot of, you know, obviously we one of our players didn't play up front, so we wanted to make sure we got a lot of different people into the game, get used to the game, spread out the reps. We knew we were going to distribute the reps that way, so it was not a big deal.
And then Stark started. Was that symbolic, or was that?
He started the game. I don't know about symbolic. But.
Going back to that right-left thing, is a right-handed quarterback more comfortable throwing to the left side or to the right side in your experience?
I don't know that it's a big difference. I think it's individual to each quarterback. You know, I don't know that there's one quarterback that loves it to the left or one to the right. I think it's more, you know, by person, by player, as opposed to. Yeah, I don't think it's a big difference either way.
So as far as Ryan's numbers after 20 starts, 17 touchdowns, 18 interceptions, 15 fumbles, 7 lost, and a 10-10 record, but. Despite that, do you feel that his star is on the rise, or how, overall? I mean, what do you think about those numbers and his projections?
Yeah, I think he's playing better. I think he's playing better. If you look at where he was last year, I think there's no doubt he's playing better. I believe he's going to continue to improve. He certainly has to do things better. There's no question about that, but I'm confident he will.
Pocket presence, I mean, is that something that – is that something that a player can get better at, or is that something you just
yeah.
have?
Yeah, I thought he moved around the pocket pretty well the other night. And, yeah, I think you can improve upon it. I do think there's some instinctual aspects of pocket awareness. But I think he has good pocket awareness, you know. So I'm not concerned about that.
A couple more guys.
With the Ravens, how much do you think, based on what you've seen so far, that the loss of Pitta has impacted them? I know they've got Clark and they've got Dixon, but obviously it doesn't look like the same caliber of offense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'd love to have him. I mean, the guy's a very, very good player, but they've adjusted well. They still have very good speed on the perimeter with Smith. They have a big young receiver that's really made a nice contribution. They distribute the ball to their backs well, and like you said, I mean, I remember evaluating Dixon coming out. He's a very talented athlete, and Dallas Clark, former Iowa Hawkeye, has been a tremendously productive player in the league. So they've got some good weapons. He's making progress. He's making steady progress. Yeah, he's catching on to the system. He's getting more repetition at it. So, yeah, he's doing well.